from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
It's all about football. It's all about the Chiefs and Ravens.
And they're off.
And they're off.
I find I'm so excited I can barely sit still to hold a thought in my head.
Where would we be without football?
Doug, tell us the three keys to winning football in the National Football League or in college or high school.
Three keys, and these may be the three keys of life. Run the football. Yes. Stop the man with the skin of the pig. And finally, pressure the quarterback.
Oh,
it's a short punt. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go. Touchdown. Game over.
And you've got to love football, man. It's like playing football when you get in the backyard.
Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. City wins the game. There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's not a fun sport, but what you come to love is the struggle of it. I love football. Love it, love it.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
What's the reason, Doc? It's here. I'm here. Rome's here.
Williams looking downfield. Nothing there. Spins away. Throws on the move. It is caught! Rome Odunze connects with his fellow rookie. 1-9. Get used to it.
We're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited.
Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
That field is his playground.
The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen.
Listen to this crowd.
And there's no reason to duck.
Chicago has reason to believe.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Yeah, football's, you know, football's a great, great holiday. About family, friends, good food, and football. Not going to get any better than that.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go. Here we go.
It's football, mister.
And now, live from Rally House Wrigleyville, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show with Matt Spiegel and special guest host, Eddie from Barstool Sports.
You want to hear a real name?
Eddie. Eddie is a real name. Whatever happened to Eddie? He was here a minute ago.
Stoolies and Scoreheads hanging out together.
On 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a first for me. I don't even know your last name. I don't know it. I don't want to know it. You don't care if I know it. This is the world we live in these days.
It's okay. I got a wedding invitation, and it said Barstool on it last week. So you're okay. You're in the company of other people in my personal life. So no big deal, Spence. We're good.
No big deal. Eddie has hosted a ton of radio shows within the Barstool Network. Eddie knows of The Score, has interviewed Mitch on one of his shows, and interviewed here, as you mentioned. And you're hip to the history of this place, too, aren't you?
Absolutely, I am. What, 92?
92, baby.
92.
That's right. And in that tremendous open for this first football pseudo Friday, because we got a short show tomorrow after Cubs and Yankees, Chris Tannehill did a masterful job of weaving some of the classics in terms of the voices of this place with some of the modern stalwarts. I just like hearing Buffon and Wanstead side by side. Makes me very, very happy, because it's similar vibes in terms of like having an ambassador to reality. You know what I mean? Yep. Like have the actual football article there next to Jamokes like you or Jamokes like me, who learn the game and feel like we can talk the game. But when you get somebody who's actually been in there, taken some hits, done some coaching, done some halftime adjustments, it brings a whole nother level of reality to it.
Yeah, different ball game. Shout out to Tanny too. That was George Carlin with the Eddie part.
Yes.
Great, great, special, great moment. He really is the best, huh?
Yeah, with Tanny? Yeah, it is. Yeah. You've heard that.
I have heard it.
Now you get to feel it.
Now I feel it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I should say, too, like you said, historic days, Scoreheads, Stoolies, we merge here. I've always dreamed of it being at a sporting goods store. This is how I saw it. We got Cubs onesies on my right. We got a Clark the Club inflatable, 7 foot tall, big hats.
Yes.
This is how I imagined it. So thank you, everybody who came out, and I'm happy to be here.
There's some people who came out.
Yeah.
There's some people who came out, and they're like, this is interesting. Now I'm in a sporting goods store. Yeah, you are. A really good sporting goods store with incredible stuff. There's a big and tall section. Like they knew we were coming.
You're right.
You know?
Why didn't they put us there?
Yeah, and the enormous hats that I put one of me in the hat on Twitter. I forget what the show name, I believe, is still Parkinson Spiegel, which really needs, that account needs some work. They're going to kick me off of it soon. I'm going to have to restart. My Twitter got hacked.
Did you click something?
No. I didn't click something.
Oh.
Somebody clicked me somehow. I don't know.
We don't believe this, Eddie.
I don't think I believe that either. You must have filled out some forms and you seem like an intelligent guy, man. You got hacked.
Thanks. That seems like a backhanded compliment.
We don't believe that, Eddie, either.
No, it's like, you know what? I was using Google to authenticate it. Like, I wasn't doing Next Level. I was just logging in with my Gmail. I think that might have been my issue. All of a sudden, I sent out one crypto tweet, and then I'm shut out, and I can't back in.
You're toast. Yeah,
but anyway, I sent out the big hat, the big Cubs hat, which is awesome. That's not even in the big and tall section here. And again, we're going to use the Hotronics machine. I don't know what it does, but we're going to use it. You volunteer a sweatshirt, or maybe they'll give us some gear or something like that. We'll figure it out. Anyway, we are indeed live at Rally House in Wrigley on Addison Street, 1027 West Addison. We're on a corner where there used to be a 7-Eleven parking lot. And I realized as we were talking, I have vomited in this parking lot. Like, it was a lot of years ago. But I have you ever vomited in this parking lot?
I haven't vomited, but I got many Slurpees in here. I remember it fondly. Speaks. You could. That's where the visiting team comes in. It's right by the statue.
Yeah.
And I've got Glavin's autograph there. I used to wait over there, so I used to come get a Slurpee, get an autograph. It was a nice 1-2 punch.
Yeah. There you go. It's a lovely spot. I'm sure I bought stuff in there, but I really just remember a long particularly drunken day. But here's what's going on. Chicago's part of Rally House's NFL kickoff events. Rally House will have scratch off tickets for gift cards and the opportunity to sign up for a tailgate prize pack. So scratch off tickets tomorrow
and Saturday. First 100 customers in store at Rally House Wrigleyville, Rally House Geneva, and Rally House Town and Country get a scratch-off ticket to win a gift card. The gift card amounts range from $5 all the way up to a $500 grand prize winner. One $500 grand prize winner at each location, both Friday and Saturday. Scratch-off tickets are first come, first serve, one per customer each day. So come by here and check it out, and make sure you come by here tomorrow and on Saturday. I thought we'd start, Eddie, by like kicking around, because I know you hosting Bears shows, you hosting the new Chicago show over there as well. I want to know where you stand on the main issues of this Bears season. And I guess the first issue would be this. The hype train, the incessant optimism, the unrelenting good vibes, which feel kind of impossible by this point, as we're 3 days before a game. It's unfamiliar, isn't it? It's unfamiliar and somewhat stressful to have this much optimism.
Yeah, I don't think an offense, 11 guys on offense, is something you just plug in and it starts, right? And I think a lot of Chicago is excited, rightfully so. I'm excited too. But the thought that we're just going to go out there and everything's going to work right away is worrisome to me, because it does feel that way. It does feel like the expectations have been set up in a way where people are expecting instant success.
So what's the issue that will keep it from operating at a high level right away?
Well, number one, the offensive line. In my eyes, I equate it to a 2005 Bonneville. Pontiac Bonneville, it's in your garage. It's a fine car, but you're just hoping it gets you through one more winter, right? Like, you're just hoping one more winter. Like, we know that Poles probably has more tweaking to do. He kind of just put some duct tape on it. I don't know if it's going to get us through this winter, Speaks. I really don't. Are you there with me or no?
No, I'm not. I'm not. And I could be. I mean, the game is so complimentary. It's the beauty of this particular game is, like, a quarterback who actually can get the ball out on time can make an offensive line look a hell of a lot better.
Totally.
And, you know, receivers who can catch these quick slants and do something with it can make an offensive line look a hell of a lot better. A running game that can establish itself and make a defensive line pause before they fire off the snap and try to come at you can make an offensive line look a hell of a lot better. And I feel like that's what this offense has to operate as, is a big boy modern NFL offense who thinks about it like that. And the O-line is the thing that they got to make better through scheme and talent and some of those habits. And I feel like even with a rookie, I feel like they're up to that task.
Eddie, what you don't know is Spiegs lost his virginity in a 2005 Pontiac Bonneville.
Did you?
He did.
I had a 92.
You did?
Hand-me-down, first car.
Really?
That's why I went there.
You can't use that car as the comp. Spiegs has a lot of memories in a 2005 Pontiac Bonneville.
Wow, 2005. I was in my 30s by then. I'd like to think I was a little more accomplished than that at that point. But hold on, let me do the math. No, you're probably pretty close.
Around
actually.
There, yeah. Across the street from Ed DeBevick's, it was a nice night.
I think the kid quarterback is up to the task. That's the thing. Am I putting a lot on his shoulders to act like a veteran and act like a smart, savvy pro who knows how to get the ball out quick and hit the layups when he needs to? Yeah, I'm putting a lot on his shoulders, but I think he's up to that particular task.
Yeah, but you know what also makes a quarterback comfortable? Not being worried about getting hit in the mouth. Not being worried about dropping back and having someone right in your face. That makes a quarterback feel tremendous.
Yes.
And it's not even that I'm totally down on our O-line. I think it's a middle-of-the-pack O-line. Do you see it being in the top 10 offensive lines?
No, I don't. No, okay. No, I don't. And I continue to be bothered by the lack of resources put on the center position. I don't know if you know this, Eddie, but I'm the second highest ranking former center here on the Scores broadcast team. Olin Krutz is number one, of course, but I'm above Pat Mattingly. He was a long snapper. I actually played the position.
I was a center too. My guy, let's go. I swear to God.
Well, let's effing go.
And a long snapper, too.
Were you really?
Yes, sir.
At what level, sir?
High school.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, listen.
Well, sure.
I wish I could tell you New Mexico State, and I got, you know, full ride. It wasn't one of those.
Well, granted, I didn't play high school ball. What I played, Eddie, is college intramural flag football. And that's a higher level than high school, I think. No, maybe not. But still, I played for 4 years. 4 years of center.
That's good. You couldn't use your hands too. You got to stand like a cone and like make sure everyone says, "Is that right?"
No, I can. I can use.
I thought you can't use your hands in flag football.
In flag football,
like intramurals.
As a blocker, I can.
No, I thought it was like because you can't go like no hand to hand.
Oh no, it was violent. That's the thing. That Emerson College intramural flag football. I mean, they've written a lot of articles about that. There's a 30 for 30 coming. I think Shane, have you seen the 30 for 30? You don't know about it. It's all right, but trust me, it's coming. It was a violent, very physical brand of football.
I don't take your word for it.
All right, so. But I'm offended at the way they've dealt with the center position. I mean, I hope Coleman Shelton is something. Doug Kramer's on the roster. Is he just a happenstance because they need depth? But I actually think Nate Davis is frustrating, dude, but that guy's okay. He's fine. As an NFL guard, he's fine. I think Tevin's pretty good. I think Braxton Jones is okay. You know? And so they got a lot of okay. Darnell Wright's a beast. I feel good about that. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think it is a middle-of-the-pack kind of offensive line, and I think that's fine.
And what's the thing, Speaks, that could take this from middle-of-the-pack to lower-of-the-pack, staying on the field? Yeah. Are all those guys going to stay on the field? Don't bet on it. I ain't taking that bet, are you?
No, I mean, it's
you're not
hard
taking
to.
That bet.
No, I'm probably not taking that.
You're not. You can't. How could you possibly think that Tevin Jenkins is going to play 17 games this year?
Impossible. Do you have aspirations for Caleb to, like, be a 4,000-yard and 30-35 touchdown guy? Because I don't give a crap if he is or not.
I'm with you. I do not care about that at all. Just show me a good quarterback. Show me hitting guys on the run in stride. And that's all that matters. Like, I'm not in that camp where I'm expecting the world this year. I just want to see a progress and know that we have our guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
I keep thinking about the early days of Tom Brady on the Pats when Antoine Smith was running the ball 30, 35 times a game or whatever it was. And Brady didn't have to do a lot mm-hmm. because they had a good defense. They had a really good structure and he was able to learn. And then a few years in, Belichick was like, well, I think we need more. I don't think we have enough. And he went and drafted two tight ends and reinvented offense essentially with Hernandez and Gronk. But you know, this is not a situation and a team that demands that this guy go out there and throw it 40 times a game. And I think he knows that. They know that. And I think he's got an ego in check that he wants to win. He's not going to be freaking out about not being some explosive quarterback here in year number one.
But do we know that? I don't know anything about Shane Waldron besides what I saw at the Seahawks. And Seahawks fans, they don't seem to like him.
Well, you know why they don't like him? Because he ran the ball too much.
Yeah,
in their minds, he ran the ball too much. I'm telling you, man, get ready for DeAndre Swift to be leaned on by Shane Waldron and this offense.
And I would honestly be okay with that. I think DeAndre Swift's awesome, but I don't know if it's him or if it's his situation because he's a guy who's loaded with talent but hasn't really propelled anywhere.
I think he's really, really good.
Agreed.
And I worry a little bit about the depth behind him at running back, but I think they're going to lean on the run, and you're going to see Mercedes Lewis next to Darnell Wright, and you're going to see them running like crazy on that right side a lot, and that is going to open up some things. So these are some of the main storylines and main issues of this Bears season. So you've got the 2005 Bonneville as the Bears offensive line. I don't know if you have a car comp for the Bears defense, but like, are you bought in on the Bears defense possibly being good enough to be a top five defense, top 10 defense, middle of the pack? Where are you on this?
I think sure they could be in the top five. Am I overly confident? No, I'm not. I think if you tell me yes or no, I think no. They're not a top five defense, though. I just think there's still too much uncertainty at the opposite end from Montez Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with our linebacker core. Like, they took a while to kind of mesh, and hopefully they just, you know, go off and running from week one. But I would say no, I don't think they're a top five unit.
I'm drunk on the secondary, and I'm a believer in the linebackers. I love Edwards. I think Edmonds, if Edmonds stays healthy, I think the two of them can do some stuff. And I think Eberflus.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And this is maybe where it comes back to Eberflus. I think he's a really good caller of blitzes. I think he showed a real flair for it last year, was aggressive after Alan Williams got bounced out for personal and computer issues that I think tied together. Someday we'll get to the bottom of all that. But I think Eberflus is going to call some very creative, fun stuff, especially with that secondary and some of the linebackers blitzing. I guess that gets us to Eberflus, who's in the midst of a glow up and a resurgence here.
Yeah, I should say, I don't even think they need to be. Like, I think that's over eight. Give me a top five. Just give me two units that are good. Just give me two ones that are also, like, sniffing around that 10 to 12 range. And you, a lot of teams don't have that. It's one or the other, right? So that's all we need.
Yeah.
Eberflus is interesting, right? Because at the end of last year, I was in the camp. I want him gone. And the glow up, Hard Knocks, Caleb, everything has kind of just put a bunch of Band-Aids over that wart in my eyes. I am nowhere near the same amount of comfort with him as I was when the season ended last year.
So you're not enthusiastic. I'm enthusiastic.
No.
You're not.
No.
Nick Costos went on the morning show this morning and said that Eberflus is going to be the defensive coordinator for the Seahawks next year. So a national NFL voice, a guy we love at the station, and Nick Costos, a smart football man, says that Matt Eberflus cannot coach this team to a Super Bowl. It's garbage.
Do you agree with that?
No. You watch Hard Knocks, and that guy is respected by his players, and that's the only thing that matters. Well, he's a good defensive football mind, and he's respected by his players.
And that was clear by the end of last season. And that's why I gained enthusiasm for the man, because the players buy in. They have bought in. They dig him. He's like dorky cool in kind of a dad way. And all he's got to do, his job is to keep the vibes where they are, keep the level of effort where it is, and I think this year, because he loves his defensive coordinator hire, he's going to be able to call some defenses, but he's been able to, from what I heard and what we saw, obviously, too, in Hard Knocks, be a little more connected with the offense. I think this is a very good moment for Eberflus that's not going to be end up being a disappointment.
Well, it should be. The guy hit the lottery.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. This is an unbelievable situation.
Legitimately hit the lottery. It should be.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, too. You look at the options that were available. Harbaugh, I know the Bears would never do it, but I think it's undeniable. Who would you rather have as your head coach? Vrabel was still out there.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to say a guy who's going to command the locker room, like Vrabel or Eberflus, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't think it's even close.
Spiegs and Barstool Eddie right here with you on Score Afternoons. The championship belt for the UFC welterweight division is going to be here at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up next, though, let's get to know the Titans with our friend and colleague Austin Huff. We'll do that next on 670 The Score.
Will the Maryland State number one pick next week?
Probably. Maybe.
You, Jeffrey Simmons, week one of the National Football League season, will be the first human being on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
I didn't know.
In a game.
Nailed it. I can't wait to say that to him.
For Caleb Williams.
I'll be in a different mode that game.
I can't wait for the first snap of the first game. Caleb Williams, professional, regular season career. Just keep my ear peeled to hear painted nails.
Yeah. Yeah,
painted fingernails? Is that what it's going to is that the plan?
I'm not going. Ah.
Okay.
It's going to come out, but it's not probably going to come out as clean as you said it. But.
What's the fingernails?
Nails are clear. Lips are pink. Your girl love them.
Man, I forgot all about that. Jeffrey Simmons admitting what he's going to say. Some crap is going to get said on the field. I think that's going to get said in, I don't know, in the sort of correct, just like giving each other crap kind of football way, as opposed to like a problematically homophobic way. But who can tell, really? These days it can be tricky. This is Spiegs with you. Me and Barstool Eddie are your hosts this afternoon on Score Afternoons. And our friend Austin Huff, the morning man from US 99, is the friendliest Titans enthusiast that we know. and he came by here at Rally House to hang out and tell us about this wacky-ass team. First, start with Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah.
Is he a bad guy or a good guy?
No, he did have that incident in college at Mississippi State, like right before he was drafted, which was not good timing. But since then, he's done nothing but good things. And he's played the part. He's been that guy. And in fact, he was just asked about that this morning, or not this morning, but this week, about the painted fingernail comments, and he said, "You know, that was on a joking podcast," and I was like, "Oh man, that was the Rich Eisen show. That was radio. Like, that is not good for what we do for a living." Of literally calling it. I think just everyone below a certain age just thinks any audio is just a podcast.
Well, it's all the same, sort of. We're podcasting. I don't know who's listening to this right now.
Yeah, right. It'll be a podcast eventually.
By this afternoon.
Correct. Sure.
It certainly will be. All right, so we'll figure that out. Eddie, did you hear Caleb run down the Titans defense yesterday in the press conference? It was unbelievable. That dude, Caleb Williams, knows the Titans better than I know the
Titans.
That's
good. That's good.
And so he's prepared for it.
Yeah.
It's time now for you to prepare us. Who the hell is this team? What is the identity of this team?
That is the number one question I get asked as a Titans fan. The Titans, huh? You know, it's like nobody knows how to talk about the Titans.
Derrick Henry's gone.
Yeah, Disney had to make a movie just for people to remember who they are. It is honestly the most forgotten franchise in sports, which is great for games like Sunday, because the Bears are one of the, like, outside of the Chiefs, they're the most hyped team in football, I think. So you come in and you don't have, look, if they stink, you know, look, they like, it's no sweat off Titans fans back, because no one's going to give them crap, because they're like, well, everyone expects the Titans to stink. But if they come in and they, you know, handle their own business, then it's like, oh, and that's the way that it's always been for the Titans. It's like whenever they're good, it's always people have to turn their heads to realize, oh, the Titans are good. And now you're right. It's a team without an identity. You lose Derrick Henry in the offseason. You've got if you want to call him a rookie quarterback, because he did play last year, but it was like with a banged up roster, a very untalented roster with, he played six games last year. So in Will Levis, that's, you've got him. You're banking a lot on him. But then you've got guys like Big Jeff and the defensive front four that they've got, and it is I feel like that is kind of the identity that you're banking on right now.
It feels like Titans fans are mad, though. Everyone's picking this team to have, like, five wins. And they're like, we're better than this. Yeah. We're at least a 500 team.
Yeah.
So the perception I got is that Titans fans are pissed.
Titans fans are always pissed, though. Yeah. That's something you have to realize. Yeah, 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 right. Like, we call it Titans Twitter. It's a mixture of Vols Twitter from Tennessee Vols fans and Braves Twitter, which are two of the best Twitter fan bases online. And it's blended into one for football. And there has not been a lot to be happy about, at least over the last 26 games, which is why Mr. Vrabel was shown the door. Mm. And I feel like that is – they're always mad about something. So, you're right. They are pissed.
Got it.
Take it personally.
Well, Eddie's right that all fans are pissed, aren't they?
Yeah, all fans are always pissed.
Which is what feels weird except about this Chiefs Bears fans. Moment, because Bears fans don't really have much to be pissed about.
Nope. Yeah. Not at all.
And so it's weird because you're like looking around like, what are we supposed to do right now?
No, I know. And that's kind of like, as a Titans fan, you kind of hope that they come in on Sunday and kind of, because there's a lot of anticipation for the Bears, right? There's a lot of expectation. I know Bears fans very well. I know I grew up idolizing Walter Payton. So I have been a low-key Bears fan for my entire life. And so I know that the lack of success, the one franchise that doesn't have a 4,000-yard passer, like it's all of the narratives.
Thanks for that.
I'm sorry. This is not me rubbing it in. This is me literally saying, like,
hey, you know what you should watch is the Steve McNair documentary.
Okay, too soon. Too soon.
I haven't watched it yet. Have any of you guys watched it?
I've heard bad things.
It's not good?
Yeah,
or
like
just
it's
that
not it's good. Like, it was just a lot of stuff everybody already knew. Yeah. Like, nothing really new to
that's
the story.
That's like,
how does
the
it end?
Yeah, it ends with him dead and no solution.
Right.
Is the sad part.
Steve McNair's dead?
Yeah, it was a Jillian's employee.
He's supposed to be on
Dave and Buster's.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, well, I'm glad I brought it up.
4th of July.
But I just brought it up to take a shot at you because you made Eddie sad.
I am not looking to take shots, but I'm saying, like, I do know that the wind can be taken out of the sails in Soldier Field very quickly if the Titans jump out to a lead
or
something.
Oh, dude. If the Bears lose to the Titans, I mean, this is it's a team without an identity.
I get it.
I mean, in most power rankings, Titans are bottom 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Because what are you supposed to bank on?
Yeah.
Is DeAndre Hopkins still there?
Yeah, but I don't know if he's playing on Sunday.
I don't think he is, right?
I don't know. But you've got Ridley. You've got literally, for the first time in my lifetime.
Trayvon Burks, too. I kind of like Trayvon Burks.
Traylon Burks.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
I like him so much I get the first name.
No, that's
right,
the
sometimes.
Perfect thing. That what you just did there is just identifies the Titans as a franchise. That is one, like, it's like, oh, yeah, and Greg Levis, right, the quarterback? I had a friend who I literally do a podcast with where it's like he literally said, he called him Will Levis. And I was like,
what are you doing, man?
Are you serious?
Don't besmirch the name of my quarterback.
No, I get it.
Look, I think it's our duty, Eddie, to give people another reason to hate Titans fan and to hate Tennessee media and another reason to root for the Bears this weekend. Mm-hmm. This is God, I was going to call him a friend of the show, but it's not. Skibbity-bobbity. It's a guy. It's a delightful target of the show. It's a guy we love to just pile on because I think he's bad and I think he's goofy. But this is, what's his name, Jared?
Jared Stillman, Austin. Yeah.
Oh, Jared Stillman.
Company.
Oh, see, now that's
guy
something
sucks.
That
Skibbity-bobbity.
That is the Arnold Schwarzenegger Predator meme of I Titans bet. Fans and Bears yeah. fans yeah. coming together and hating Jared Stillman.
We hate Jared Stillman and we hate Paul Kaharski.
So Jared Stillman, I like Jared Stillman on a personal level. I love him on a very personal level.
Okay. How about
his on-air persona and his online persona
sucks.
It's Skip Bayless-y.
He caught wind of the belt bag that Caleb Williams was using during a Hard Knocks episode and unleashed this gem.
Oh, jeez.
I do not think that as a rookie, you can go in there and lead the team and say, hey, guys, here's my purse. I don't think you can do it. I mean, that would be like Caleb Williams getting up from the desk and bending over, you know, so he gets up from the desk and bending over and you see a thong in his ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's to me, that's what that's
this.
Like.
Wow. That
yeah.
is.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is such a jacket.
I hate this
jacket.
Guy now, too. Right, yeah. You didn't know who he was before this.
Yeah, you're out, right? What the hell, man?
No, he
that is. That is. And there's a nexus there between the people that loved the Jeffrey Simmons stuff on Eisen
yeah.
and the people that are tuning into Skibbity Bobbity
right, yeah.
and thinking that it's.
He's just the scat man.
Yeah.
As a guy who knows him personally, Jared Stillman commenting on anyone's fashion sense is probably not the best decision. Maybe a purse would do him well. That's where he could keep all of his hot takes because, my goodness, he is. I look again, love him to death, but wow. he's one of those love him but guys where it's like, I love him, but yeah, no, that doesn't.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Titans fans absolutely just rail on him.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. Right, so good. he is definitely a hot takey for sure.
Well, it's another reason to root against him. That's for sure.
Here's the thing though, too. So. You're a Titans fan. Everyone goes through their schedule. Everyone does the WL thing.
Oh, and the W is next to the Titans name right away.
But do you guys have a W next to the Bears?
See, that's the thing. Titans fans, like, I the diehards, yes. Yes, the diehards do. Like, for me, I could see this game literally going either way. I think it's a coin flip, in my personal opinion. I mean, the line's only 4.5, and that's with the Bears at home. And what, you get 3.5 points for just being the home team?
Yep.
So, I mean, I feel like this is, I could see this game, I think it's going to be a 2-score game either way. I think it'll be like a 10-point win or a 10-point loss. So, to answer your question, man, I am as in the dark as anyone.
So, thank you for Kevin Byard, though. I'm looking
he's
forward
awesome.
To that guy.
Isn't, right? Isn't he great?
I think he's freaking great.
He's a captain. He was named a captain.
He's deservedly a captain. Yeah. And he was a gem as a Titan, right?
He was awesome. He was an all-pro as a Titan.
Yeah. And beloved. We played a piece of tape from Vrabel mm-hmm. when Kevin Byard went away
yeah.
and became an Eagle. Or he just knew it was his last game. And, yep. and Vrabel, like, broke down in tears because he loved Byard and loved what he brought to
that
the
was
team.
The second most emotional Titan to see the Titan
first
go,
was
go
when
to
McNair
Philadelphia
died. When McNair
wow.
died.
Okay, wow, my goodness. My goodness.
Sorry. Second most emotional Titan going to Philly. Sorry, go ahead.
Lucky
sorry.
AJ Brown obviously being the first.
Oh, yeah.
That one still haunts me. I will legitimately be pushing my daughter on a swing set and just randomly think about AJ Brown getting traded on draft night a couple of years ago.
Would you feel better if he was murdered too?
Jeez, no, the GM maybe that made that Damn. Call.
Oh God, no.
A lot of murder talk today, boys.
A lot of murder huh? talk.
Hey, welcome to afternoons, brother.
Yeah, right.
Talking murder in a sporting goods store.
This is you know, just typical Chicago, store. Right?
Yeah. You know, do you awesome. Do you want anything from here at Rally House? Mitch is sure to buy you something for agreeing to come on over.
Okay, yeah. No,
so what would you like?
I'll get one of those. I'll get that Walter Payton jersey, to be honest with
you.
I wore 34 in high school. I idolize Walter Payton.
See? There you go. We are at Rally House in Wrigleyville. This place is awesome. You can come by and hang out and say hello and shop some of the greatest gear that you could possibly get. This place is deeply, deeply impressive.
Austin, you said 34 in high school. You didn't tell people that you played at Mizzou?
Okay.
Austin walked on at Mizzou and played with Chase Daniel and our guy Matt Hamilton.
Yeah.
Did Brad you really?
Smith yeah. A little bit too. Yeah. But it was like playing is a loose term, more so practice.
You were on the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You I was walk
a,
on the
a
team.
Scout team guy. I got my my ass handed to me every single day of practice.
Oh, yeah. But you practiced.
Yeah. But I did practice.
That's
and I
awesome.
Practiced hard too. I got a couple of bowl rings out of it. It was a good time.
That is a good time.
Yeah.
Austin Huff, check him out on US 99 in the morning show. Corked Bats as well. Mm-hmm. Our favorite and friendliest. Titans enthusiast. All right, sorry for all the shots at McNair. Man.
Yeah, well,
and the ones he took.
It's
actually.
Not the first shots he's taken. Yeah, that's for sure. My goodness.
It speaks in Barstool Eddie on 670 The Score. Mark Grody later on with everything you need to know from the Bears practice and the Bears podium today. The UFC welterweight championship belt is going to be in the house. We're going to hold it, among other things, and talk to our guy Bilal Muhammad in the next hour. Keep it here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.